This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. This was after the fall, so we know that it was over. Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence, but we do see that the walk was there. Now, I used to wonder, why did God do that? Why did he do that? Why did God wait till the cool of the day? Did it get hot in the Garden of Eden like it gets hot in Oklahoma? 30 days plus 110 straight in a row? Did God have skin that it bothered him in the hot part of the day? Why did he wait till the cool of the day? And I wondered and wondered about that until one day I got so wise in my Bible study that I noticed the little letter above the word cool. Hopped clear over to the middle center reference column. And there I am told in this Bible that the Hebrew word there is the word for wind, ruach, which is the word always translated in both the Old Testament and the New. It's the literal word for wind. We translate as ruach as spirit, and in the New, pneuma as spirit. So I saw when I was reading this that Adam was expected to walk with God in the Spirit and the move of the Spirit in his day. When he fell to the realm of the intellect. And so he did not walk as he should have walked with God. There was an Old Testament man who did walk with God correctly. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. Verse 21, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch, he did it right. He walked with God. That's really all you have to do. He walked with God. And this is what happened to him. He was not, for God took him. When you walk with God, God will share his plans for the day with you. Enoch did so and knew to name his son Methuselah. Methuselah means literally, at his death, judgment will come. Or at his death, the flood will come. The flood came at the death of Methuselah. Enoch knew what to name his son, and the name of his son was a witness to the people of the coming judgment. Who lived longer than any other man on earth? Methuselah. What does that speak to us of? The mercy of God. He put off judgment. He put off judgment. He put off judgment. But there came a day when it came. Enoch, his father, so walked with God that he knew to name his son Methuselah. Verse 24. And Enoch walked with God. Now, what was the message Jesus left us that will allow us to fellowship with God? God is light. So we could say Enoch walked with God, or Enoch walked with the light. And he was not, for the light took him. It will be said of the church, when we've moved into this fellowship, we will know shortly before we leave this earth. The church walked with God in the light, and the church was not, for the light took the church. We're not going out of here dark, defeated, but the glorious church filled with the glory of the Lord. Now, I want to share with you some things, Daniel, especially about this time in which we live right now. Daniel in the book of Daniel, Daniel 12:4, spoke of the time of the end. And he said concerning the time of the end, it would be marked with two features. People would travel to and fro in the earth, and knowledge would be increased. And so we live in this amazing century. You and I live in this amazing century. My grandfather is a man who lived throughout the most of this century. In his lifetime, he died in 1975, in his lifetime he traveled from Missouri to Oklahoma by wagon train. But also in his lifetime, he sat in his living room and watched men land on the moon. It was in this one century. And the Lord gave Thomas Edison his information. In his heart, he yielded to me. I gave him information on the light bulb at the beginning of this century. All the technology that we have that allows us to be with you by satellite television had to start with that light bulb. Amen. This was the century of light in which we live. God knew about it all the time, but he kept it hid. If we'd known about it 2,000 years ago or 3,000 or 1,000, we might have had it blown up by now. But God kept all this information hidden until this century, and he revealed to us then about light and the light bulb. He said, where you were coming this whole century, you started out with a light bulb, but where you were coming and where I was bringing you was communication satellite. I was bringing you to the place where you physically invaded Satan's territory with a communication satellite. Physically invaded it. Tonight, my voice somehow and these words are going up there in that very place and coming back down to you.
Amen.
The heavens declare is your motto. The glory of God. Right now we're declaring his glory in that headquarters of Satan. And God said, hallelujah. And God said, you're going to the power of God's going to flow through you, and the explosion of God is coming, and you're going to push him back. He's going to be pushed back and have to relocate during the great power that the church operates in for a while on the earth. Also through a Jew at the beginning of this century, God gave great enlightenment concerning light. Albert Einstein. People were quite ignorant of it. He made bad grades in school because he wouldn't answer the answers the way they had them about light. My daughter's a science teacher. I said, honey, bring me something I can understand about Albert Einstein. She brought me a third grade science book. I was glad. It was a little high for me, but he told about how the young boy would walk down the streets and he saw the light beams coming between the buildings, and he noticed things about them that weren't the way scientists were saying, that God was revealing something to him. God reveals these things. God knows them. They're hidden with him. In the year 1906, at the beginning of this century, right when we were having the baptism of the Holy Ghost and all that that came about, right at that time, God was giving Albert Einstein information on light. He gave to the world his time dilation theory. He gave to the world great knowledge of light. These are the things he discovered and gave to us. Number one, light is constant. Light is the only constant. Light is the only unchangeable thing. That's what Einstein said. But the Bible said it first in James chapter 1. You know this verse, verse 17. I'll turn there and read it quickly. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of what? Lights. With whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God caused to come into my hands a tape by a full gospel businessman from California who is a scientist. And he gave these next facts that I want to share with you about light, about God and of the light that he has given to us. He said, Einstein discovered light is constant, that it is the only constant, that it is the only unchangeable thing. He also said that light travels at a great speed, 186,272 miles per second. If you fired a gun whose bullet traveled the speed of light, it would travel the circumference of the globe 7 times before you could remove your finger from the trigger. It travels. If you walk with God in the light, you're not going to be like a turtle. You know, we're for progress everywhere. We're for progress in science. We're for progress in medicine. But we're going to have to be for progress in the church. We're going to have to be for those people who come on and say, yes, I can walk like Jesus in the light. Now, quickly, we're going to pretend, and this man, this scientist, gave us that you're all on a spaceship. And I'm going to have to go real, real fast. You're going to take a 30-day trip. You're going to go out 15 days and come back 15 days. You're going to travel, that's 30 days. You're going to travel approximately 80% of the speed of light. When you go and you come back, you're going to be 30 days older. But when you get back, I'm going to be 60 days older. I'm not going with you. You're going to take a second trip. You're going to speed up and go about 90% of the speed of light or so. You're going to go out 15 days, back 15 days, 30 days in all. When you come back having sped up, I'm going to be 10 years older. You'll only be 30 days older. I wish I went with you. Those are approximate. Those are approximate, but this is exact. This is exact. This is exact. This is exact. If you would speed up to 99.27 nines, the speed of light, just enough to keep you from disappearing, for Einstein learned that if you travel the speed of light, matter cannot travel the speed of light, for as soon as it attains the speed of light, it disappears. If we hold you just under the speed of light, and you go out 15 days, and you come back 15 days, that's 30 days. You'll be 30 days older, but Earth will be 30,000 years older. Exactly. These are exact figures. We're going to divide that and get that down to a simple equation. Divide it by the largest number we can. 30 days for you, 30,000 years for Earth. It comes out exactly. One day is just 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is just one day. And God just wants us to see. God just wants us to see. He was right about it. All these things are in here. 1 Timothy 1:16 will give you Einstein's theory of relativity. We don't have time to read it. Here all the time. Everything's in here. It's all in here. Glory to God. And I'll tell you, things are going to happen. All God had to do to Philip to get him over another place was beat him up. That's all. Don't you faint at some of the things that are going to happen. Don't you say God can't do that. We work with a man in Russia that God transported all over the place. Praise the Lord. This is nothing little we're doing tonight. Satellite. Not just because it's nice and we want people to be blessed and that's good and everything. We've come to an age and we've come to a time.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.